Hey, liberals, you know what? They're slow thinkers, fast talkers often, but their mind doesn't work very quickly, and they want the government, of course, to think for them. Make all their decisions, do everything for them and for other people as well, but they need to have more than you, because the Canadian in particular, the Canadian definition of socialism is let's all be equal as long as I have more. And certainly that does apply in the US as well. When you look at the Nancy Pelosi's and everyone else, you think, wow, same kind of stuff. I mean, slow thinkers, but big takers. And so, you know what? Y'all gotta vote conservative whenever you have the opportunity. You can't let these crazy people rule us or run our lives. In Canada, they have a conservative party there. They've got lots of moving to do to get over to the right, but at least there's hope. The name conservative does inspire hope, but it also makes me angry somewhat because they, not unlike other parties, they're always asking for money. Canadian Thanksgiving was just recent, and I got an email, and it says this from the Conservative Party of Canada. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a chance to spend time with family and friends. Thanksgiving is a time for us to be thankful for all that we have as Canadians. And then it goes on to say, but what are you waiting for? Help elect us and send money, contribute, and on, two paragraphs about giving them money. I mean, I get it. I know you need money to pay for stuff and to make things happen, but can't you at least a couple of times a year, maybe Merry Christmas, maybe Happy Thanksgiving, don't ask for money? At least kids, you know what? They set you up. Every time you see one of your children growing up, they don't always come up with their hand out. They always kind of build up to it. They always want to, but at least they respect the movement, right? They respect the process. You guys have no respect for the process. Money, money. Reserve two times a year, Christmas and Thanksgiving, maybe a third, Easter. Happy day, and we'll ask you for money in another way. In England, London, England specifically, over 100 people have been killed this year so far by stabbing. Machetes, knives, what a way to go, because they've outlawed guns. The bad guys, they still have guns, but they also have knives. And the good guys don't have guns anymore, hardly at all. You can still get a license in London. You know, people think you can't, you can, but it's very, very difficult and it's restrictive once you get it. You gotta lock everything up and it's almost pointless to have a gun anymore. But in any event, back to this, I mean, typical liberal stuff. Somebody did a bad thing with a gun. He was a bad guy, so we're going to take the guns away from all the good guys. So they've done that. But guess what? Statistically, there are more murders now. Bad people still do bad things. They'll do it with a fork, a spoon if they have to, or their bare hands. I mean, a rope. They kill people. They do terrible things. And that's happening now in England. And so what? I mean, even the good guys don't have guns to defend themselves anymore, and the bad guys are keeping on doing what they do best. But on the other hand, maybe they're not that smart, because it ain't easy to understand guns, right? Glock, it's a big name, and I think probably 60% of all police forces in the world, I stand to be corrected in that percentage, carry a Glock. But it's policemen are obviously smart. Here it is. I mean, with over 50 brands, the Glock 22, that's the model. It shoots a 40 caliber. Ammo. The Glock 25, the ammo for it is a 380. The Glock 32 shoots a 357. The Glock 38 is a 45. The Glock 40 is a 10 millimeter. The Glock 44 shoots a 22. And that gun just came out, I think it was introduced last year, kind of a popular firearm. The Glock 45 shoots a 9 millimeter. So, you know, that's why some criminals have to use knives. They're not smart enough to figure it out. Ha, ha, ha. In British Columbia, Canada, they have an election going on. It's happening here shortly. And they have two parties, basically, that are in the running. NDP, code for communist, and Liberal, code for communist. And both of them are trying to act like they're better, okay, than the other party. And they can help the, I don't know, the electorate, the citizenry, the humanoids that live in their province. And it's interesting to watch because they're both just stumbling over themselves to give away stuff. That's all they do. I mean, the Liberal Party, it's difficult for a conservative, because if you're a conservative MLA, member of the Legislative Assembly, or running to be, and you have to go under that banner. If you call yourself a liberal, it's kind of like a nun calling herself a hooker. She ain't, right? I mean, so there's that, I don't know, conception. When I hear the name liberal, it's tough for me to put that little X beside the name. But again, in British Columbia, probably half of the people that are calling themselves liberal really aren't. I don't know, a lot of verbiage there. But I hope the liberals win, I guess. I guess there's a little more chance, great grammar, than the straight NDP. No matter what, they're both kind of not so good. You need to get more conservatism in everywhere, but particularly in British Columbia. Here you have a, who is he? His robotic man behind Facebook. Here he is, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's a Democrat, and he's now going out of his way to explain to people, of course, by way of Facebook, to convince Americans and explain to them, I guess, that it's perfectly normal for elections now to take many, many days, even weeks, and possibly several months to determine the outcome of the presidential election. That's bunk. I mean, here's a guy that runs an organization. You press a button and everything is instantaneous. And now he's saying this could take a long time. Why is that? Why is he even getting involved? Why are you telling people things like that? You have an election on the 3rd. You're supposed to know at the end of that day who won. I mean, I guess you can still do some counting later on, maybe the next day or something. But month after month, I mean, I don't know. It's almost like there's a subliminal there trying to tell us something that I wish we didn't have to know. Wisdom. I got wisdom. Just the other day, true story, a young guy, he's doing landscaping. He came to me. I don't know why, because I don't think I'm that wise. But he said, when's the best time to plant a tree? Oh, my wisdom did come out that day. I said, 50 years ago. Now, one last piece of wisdom, and this ain't from me. This is from a guy. I wish I had his name here, and I don't, but I have seen it in the past. He said this: yesterday is the past, tomorrow is the future, but today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Y'all come back tomorrow, and we'll have more wisdom and stuff for you from the right. See ya.